This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The Vatican on Tuesday released Pope Francis's message for the Lenten season 2014. The message, on the theme of poverty and sacrifice, bears the feast date of the Church's first martyr, St. Stephen, on December 26, 2013. Drawing on St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, Pope Francis asks us in this message to reflect on what it means to be like Christ, who became poor so that by his poverty you might become rich. This invitation to poverty, Pope Francis says, is one the Lord directs to all of us, to be like God, who did not reveal himself cloaked in worldly power and wealth, but rather in weakness and poverty. God's love, he says, does not hesitate to offer itself in sacrifice. And like Christ, we Christians, he says, are called to confront the poverty of our brothers and sisters, to touch it, to make it our own, and to take practical steps to alleviate it. But Pope Francis observes, destitution comes with poverty without faith, support, and hope. Enumerating the three kinds of destitution, Pope Francis notes that material destitution affects those living in undignified conditions, those who lack basic rights and needs like food, water, hygiene, and work. The Church here, he says, offers her help and strives to end violations of human dignity, discrimination, and abuse. Moral destitution, he continues, consists in slavery to vice and sin, such as alcohol and drug addiction, gambling and pornography. The Pope notes the profound despair afflicting those who no longer see meaning in life and have lost hope, and says unjust social conditions, unemployment, and lack of equal access to education and health care plunge people into moral destitution. In such cases, he writes, moral destitution can be considered impending suicide and also causes financial ruin. It is also invariably linked to the spiritual destitution we experience, he says, when we reject God's love, believing that we can make do on our own. In concluding, Pope Francis calls us to bear witness to all those who live in material, moral, and spiritual destitution. Lent, he says, is a fitting time for self-denial, and he challenges us to give up something in order to help and enrich others by our own poverty. But he warns, do not forget that real poverty hurts, and no self-denial is real without this dimension of penance. I'm Tracy McClure.